Hi, guys, and welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Adam.
And we know you guys love to use that thing called WeChat.
WeChat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here in Canada and also in the U.S., we love to use Facebook.
Yeah, but more and more, I'm finding WeChat is, well, not just like accepted mm-hmm. at different restaurants and supermarkets, but I also see, you know, if I look over at the table beside me, yeah. I see people on WeChat.
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder how many of those people are just sort of chatting.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those people are selling things?
Right, because we use social media for just about everything you can think of, including selling.
Right. Yeah. And of course, you know, buying and selling at different points in our history, these things have had sort of different, what am I trying to say? Everybody likes to make money.
For sure.
But sometimes the ways that we make money can kind of make people a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, like if a friend tries to sell me something.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's like, hey, are we really friends?
Yeah, exactly. Am I just a big dollar sign?
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So in today's dialogue, we have Jordan and Sophie, and neither of these people are trying to sell anything, but they're telling a story about someone who is.
That's right. So why don't we take a listen and see what's going on?
All right.
Hey, Sophie, did something happen between you and Rosanna?
Why do you ask?
Well, she said you unfriended her on WeChat.
Oh, is that what she said? I bet she didn't tell you I blocked her because she kept bombarding me with sales messages.
No wonder. She's constantly posting photos of diet pills on her WeChat moments.
As far as I can tell, she's basically running a pyramid scheme. I just find it off-putting that someone would monetize their friendships like this.
Yep. Some of my friends in the States are doing similar things on Facebook. We call it multi-level marketing.
Is it legal in the States?
I think it's still a gray area, but you can make a lot of money doing it, so millions of people get sucked in.
But I don't think you can really make money from product commission. It's all about recruiting more downline agents.
They don't call it a pyramid scheme for nothing. Only the people at the top make money. The people at the bottom are stuck with a truckload of useless products.
Not to mention losing your friends.
Okay, guys, so we just heard Jordan and Sophie. They're talking about somebody named Rosanna.
Rosanna. Oh, Rosanna, mm-hmm. don't you cry for me. Yeah, and it sounds like this Rosanna character, she has been quite busy on her WeChat, mm-hmm. selling this, selling that.
Yeah.
And as a result, she was unfriended.
Yeah, unfriended. So right away, you can see the word friend in there and the prefix un.
Un, right. Mm-hmm. So you can friend someone on social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is like kind of a new word, isn't it? Because of social media.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then, of course, unfriend.
Yeah, it's like a verb now. So would we say, like, defriend?
Defriend. I've heard it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think unfriend is more common.
Yeah, I've heard this one more for sure.
But the whole point is that they are no longer your quote-unquote friends on social media.
For sure, yeah. I mean, maybe if you saw them on the street, you'd be like, awkwardly, hey.
It is awkward.
It is
right?
awkward.
It is really, really awkward.
Yeah.
Because there is another step that you can take on social media, which is to block someone.
Right, yeah.
And they're not exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Again, different people use these words in different ways. But usually when you block someone, you can't look at them.
Yeah,
you can't look up information about them. You can't contact them.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody blocks me, then it means like they think I'm some kind of creep or a stalker or something like that. And, you know, that would definitely ruin the real friendship.
Yeah,
well,
I think so. Now, what is the reason that this Rosanna girl was blocked or unfriended?
Yeah, well, she was bombarding her friends, in this case, Sophie, with sales messages.
Sales messages. Okay, so this is probably just, you know, pictures of bags mm-hmm. or shoes or makeup or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, deal, deal, sale, sale,
sale. 50% off, you know, try this, check this out. That would be really annoying for me.
It is a little bit annoying.
Yeah.
Now, this word bombarding, mm-hmm. you guys might see the first four letters here.
Yeah.
It's bomb.
It's bomb, yeah. So this is like an army word for attacking.
Right, exactly. So you'd be dropping bombs on a city.
Yeah, and the idea is that it's like a lot.
It's so much, right? So when you're bombarding someone with something, mm-hmm. it's usually information.
Yeah, information. Bombarding somebody with questions.
Yeah, mm-hmm. emails, requests.
Requests, yeah. It's like, whoa, 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 stop, stop. Can we take a minute? Can we breathe a little bit?
Yeah, exactly. It's always too much.
Too much, right? Yeah.
Too much. Yeah. And so we hear another word here mm-hmm. that Jordan says, constantly posting photos of diet pills.
Yeah, okay. So diet pills. First of all, I'm a little skeptical about the diet pills.
Well, some of them work really well because they're really bad for you.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. Well, at any rate, she's posting these photos constantly.
Okay. So constantly means all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But what's important here is that we use constantly when it's negative.
Yeah, for sure. Like if somebody said, oh, he's constantly complaining.
Constantly complaining. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that comes to mind a lot. So for example, here we could say, let's say that Rosanna was not posting photos of diet pills, but was like posting, you know, something nice, something that you like, photos of her vacation.
Yeah.
She's always posting photos of her wonderful vacations.
Yeah.
As opposed to constantly posting photos of diet pills.
Yeah, it's a little too much.
Now, of course, a lot of people don't like it when people are constantly posting photos of vacations.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's all about your own judgment there.
For sure, for sure. I mean, if it's like your family, then maybe it's okay. But, you know, you gotta know when to stop.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, it sounds like this Rosanna lady is basically running some kind of organization here.
Mm-hmm, for sure. This is called a pyramid scheme.
Okay, so a pyramid is a shape. It's a lot like a triangle.
Yeah, it's like a 3D triangle.
A 3D triangle. If you have ever been to Egypt, you probably have seen some pyramids.
That's probably the reason you were there.
That's probably the reason you were there, exactly. So what about a pyramid scheme?
Yeah, a scheme is like a plan, basically, and it does kind of have this negative sense to it, I think.
Right. It really does, right? A scam.
Scam
is always bad.
Yeah.
A scheme, I would say 75% of the time.
It's kind of like has this feeling of conniving.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so a pyramid scheme is basically where there is, you know, someone on top and they keep getting people that are lower and lower and lower and lower.
Yeah.
And of course, the people at the bottom are doing all the work.
Yeah, and they don't really get anything.
And they don't get anything.
All the returns, all the money go to the top.
It goes straight to the top.
So it's a pyramid.
If you guys want to find, you know, another example of a pyramid scheme, just look at, let's say, society.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. People at the bottom doing all the work, holding up the people at the top.
Holding up me and Connor at the top.
Yeah. We're, I don't know if we're that close to the top. But
not yet.
Not yet, yeah. So this pyramid scheme, it, like I said, it's sort of conniving. You can't really trust it all the time. So it can be a little off-putting for many people.
Okay, this is the word I wanted to say in the intro. I just didn't want to jump the gun.
Oh.
If something is off-putting, it makes you really uncomfortable, queasy.
For sure. Yeah, one time I had this food called pierogies, and I had too much of them, and it made me sick.
Okay.
And now when I see pierogies, it's off-putting.
Okay.
It makes me uncomfortable.
So pierogies put you off.
They put me off.
Okay.
Exactly, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, it could be a food, but I mean, I often think it's like ideas.
You
find something kind of like repulsive.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I don't like when people brag about how much money they have. That's kind of off-putting.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
And speaking of money, we have another word here, monetize.
So you can see in this word monetize, you can almost see the word money. So it's to use some kind of a tool or something to make money for yourself.
Yeah, well, it's almost like transforming something that already exists into money.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, for example, these days, YouTube. Everyone monetizes YouTube through advertisements.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, Connor and I have a channel where we just, you know, sing our little songs, but people like those little songs. So we can monetize that that skill. Now, in this case, though, monetize friendship, that sounds pretty bad.
Right. So like you said, something exists already. The friendship exists. And this person, Rosanna, she's trying to use that. She's taking advantage of the friendship to try and make money for herself.
Right. So, again, this is where we get back into this sort of, you know, making money is not always great.
Having money
is great, but making it
the way you do it
can be kind of dirty. Now, one thing about you guys is we would never try to monetize you.
No.
And by we, I mean me and Connor. You can buy the Adam and Connor t-shirts.
And when something is monetized, the noun form of this is monetization.
That's right. And one place you will find an awful lot of monetization is in these structures called multi-level marketing structures.
Yeah, or we also call this one MLM.
MLM. Yeah, we're lazy. Multi-level marketing is very long. I mean, this is basically, again, it's kind of like a pyramid scheme. There are people on the top. They basically recruit, a word we will see very, very soon. They find people to do the work, and then those people find more people. Mm-hmm. And some examples of this would be Herbalife.
Oh, Herbalife, yeah, the company.
The company. That's mm-hmm. a multi-level marketing. The company itself mm-hmm. does its own marketing, mm-hmm. but it also relies on these people lower and lower in the pyramid
yeah.
to market to their friends and family.
You know, I don't know. This sounds a little sketchy. Like, I don't know if I totally agree with the way they do this. I wonder if this is sort of a gray area legally.
It sure is. It sure is. So it's not illegal. Mm-hmm. But then again, it's not legal either, right? Mm-hmm. There's no law that says, hey, you should do something.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a lot of like local governments mm-hmm. have tried to make laws saying this is illegal, mm-hmm. but really, what is illegal about selling something to your friends?
For sure. Totally. Yeah. So we use this expression all the time, gray area. Mm. Like, especially, you know, we say this expression also if something is black and white.
Right.
Black would be like wrong and right. white would be right, I guess.
Exactly.
but life is not clear most of the time.
Exactly.
right.
Exactly.
So we also say it's gray. And especially for things like new technology.
Sure.
With all the privacy things going on.
Yeah. Privacy things, or I mean, like Airbnb, Uber, this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. We did a lesson not too long ago on marijuana, legalization of marijuana.
Yeah.
It is actually still in a huge gray area mm-hmm. in America.
Yeah, right? For sure.
Because state by state, it's legal, mm-hmm. but according to the federal government, according to Trump, it's illegal.
Right. So there's basically no clear answer across the board.
No, it's, you know, it sounds like this multi-level marketing or pyramid scheme or WeChat selling. It sounds like, I don't know, it could be kind of a good way to make money.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's probably why so many millions of people get sucked into it.
Yeah, of course. Because people are saying, hey, you know, you can make money. You can be rich. Mm-hmm. Look at my cars. Look at my house or my houses.
Yeah, yeah. They put on this show like, oh, look what I've got, this new Rolls Royce or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, but when it comes down to it, you get in there and you're on the bottom floor and you're not making much money.
Right, because there are, in a lot of these structures, there's two ways to make money. Mm-hmm. One of them is from product commissions.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, see here. Now, commission means that if you sell something, you get a very, very, very small percentage.
Yeah, like a car salesman.
Yeah. My father used to sell insurance. He always got a commission on every policy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, everyone's got to make a living, right?
Sure. But that's not how like the most successful people in these organizations make their living. Mm. They make it through recruiting more downline agents.
That's right. So recruiting just means to employ somebody, to find and employ.
Yes. Now, it's we usually use it in like specific organizations, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, right? Yeah. I mean, jobs, obviously. Yeah. The Army.
Yeah, yeah.
The Army is always recruiting people. Mm-hmm. Cults.
Cults, yeah. Yeah, cults are generally looking to get bigger and recruit more people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So downline agents.
Mm-hmm. So downline, I mean, this reminds me of the expression down the line, which just means like later.
Later, right? Yeah. So, I mean, you could think about it that way, as people that joined the organization later mm-hmm. than other people. So again, they would be at a lower level and then not get as much money.
Right, for sure. And so that kind of makes it look, feel like an actual pyramid,
sure.
right?
Sure.
Yeah.
And well, that's what Jordan says here. He says, well, they don't call it a pyramid scheme for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we use this expression a lot. It basically means there's a reason we call it this.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I think before, you know, my first summer job, mm-hmm. I said something like, oh, it's really hard work.
Yeah.
To which my dad said, well, they don't call it a job for nothing.
Yeah, there's a reason. It's because it's hard.
Right.
A job is hard.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, or like here in Vancouver, it kind of rains a lot.
Oh, sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a downpour all the time. But when it rains, we all often say, oh, well, they don't call it Raincouver for nothing.
Right. We also sometimes say, we don't call it Hongcouver for nothing. And we don't actually have to say it here, right? You can also say like me or him, or they don't call me
handsome for nothing.
They don't, well, yeah. I mean, it depends on like a name. If I had a name like Chuckles or something, like always laughing.
Always laughing.
Yeah. Well, I don't call him Chuckles for nothing.
They don't call him Smiley for nothing.
Yeah. Or if I was like a killer or something, they don't call him the killer for nothing.
All right, I'm getting out of here.
Now, of course, the problem with these organizations, as we keep mentioning, is that the people at the top make the money and the people at the bottom, they get stuck with a truckload of useless products.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So if you can just imagine everything that you can put into the back of a truck, it could be a pickup truck. It could be like a semi truck, a big one.
Right.
But it means a lot.
It means a lot. Now, it doesn't have to be literal, so literal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yes, a truckload, you know, of whatever, books, like an Amazon truck full of something. But it could also just be a lot of things.
For sure. For sure. Well, we got a truckload of vocabulary in there. Why don't we take another listen?
All right. Sounds good.
Hey, Sophie, did something happen between you and Rosanna?
Why do you ask?
Well, she said you unfriended her on WeChat.
Oh, is that what she said? I bet she didn't tell you I blocked her because she kept bombarding me with sales messages.
No wonder. She's constantly posting photos of diet pills on her WeChat moments.
As far as I can tell, she's basically running a pyramid scheme. I just find it off-putting that someone would monetize their friendships like this.
Yep. Some of my friends in the States are doing similar things on Facebook. We call it multi-level marketing.
Is it legal in the States?
I think it's still a gray area, but you can make a lot of money doing it, so millions of people get sucked in.
But I don't think you can really make money from product commission. It's all about recruiting more downline agents.
They don't call it a pyramid scheme for nothing. Only the people at the top make money. The people at the bottom are stuck with a truckload of useless products.
Not to mention losing your friends.
Okay, guys, well, we have spent a few minutes here talking about people selling things on WeChat. I actually have my WeChat open right now.
Oh, you do? You got some real examples.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, yeah. Now, a lot of these people aren't really friends. I don't like unfriending people.
I know, yeah. It's right? Kind of mean. It feels mean.
It feels really, really mean. Anyway, I'm seeing here we got some bags. Yeah, there's bags. Vacation. shoes. We have some shoes here.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not seeing any diet pills.
Okay. Well, that's good then. At least, well, shoes are nice. Bags are nice. Vacations are nice.
Yeah. I mean, the truth is I need to buy shoes. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, these are usually ladies' shoes.
Okay. Yeah.
And same with like jewelry and stuff like that. There's not really a lot of products for men.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ladies, I'm sorry. I know you get bombarded with advertisements all the time. Maybe we can find a way to optimize this a little more and just get a few more advertisements for the guys.
Yeah, that would be nice, yeah.
Oh, I see tea here. We got some nice tea.
Tea. What about you guys? Do you ever get messages like this from your friends trying to monetize your friendship? How do you react? Do you unfriend them? What do you do?
What do you do, yeah? Mm. Or are you one of these people yourselves?
And
we're not here to judge.
Nope.
I mean, everyone needs to make a buck.
For sure.
But that's the thing. Are you making a buck by doing this?
For sure. And we look forward to seeing those comments. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye, guys.